I'm gonna have to break out and do impromptu One Direction if you keep this up. And I'm not joking.
Okay.
Okay, you were very lucky.
One Direction.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have your undivided attention, or at least half of it. our next featured musician, our last one for the evening, then we'll go into our impromptu jam session. Craig Phillips, I met him about, 10, 15 years ago, Craig?
Something like that.
Something like that. And I was drinking a lot back then. I don't remember you. I remember your name, but
I'm not particularly memorable.
Oh, so okay. All right. Well, hopefully, we can change that and be, Anyway, Craig, he plays Americana, folk, and blues, rock, yeah. Anyway, let's let him have his music speak for itself. Ladies and gentlemen, Craig Phillips.
Let me preface the songs by saying this. I teach English over on the east side of the state, and I've been trying to teach my students about literary criticism, and so I was like, well, let's give them a real world way to use this. And so what I did with each class was I played a couple songs for them and had them critique them and choose. So my set list is coming from my students. They're the ones who decided what songs we're going to play tonight. So here we go. Oh wait, let me also, because see this introducing of songs, that's a handy tool to give them some idea what's going on, because I have no idea what's going on. But a couple summers ago, I was watching SportsCenter, as I'm wont to do, and the umpteenth baseball highlight of the evening came on, and someone, was going for a fly ball and smashed right into the wall, right through the warning track, and I was like, sometimes that's exactly the way that I feel. That's the way my life is. I'm so focused on the one thing that I'm doing that I crash and burn in every other way. So that's where this came from.
Track screamed loud and clear just before I hit the wall. What I thought was a parachute turned out to be a parasol. And now you're privy to the epitaph I'm writing on this bathroom stall. I was looking for a gentle flow and ran into a the land that time forgot, got mired in that dense of thought, lost sight of this light that once was gone, and the fire that died won't get me caught. The warning track screamed loud and clear just before I hit the wall. What I thought was a parachute turned out to be a feel the sinking ship. I'm not well enough equipped to handle every little blue. And now I drown in what I skip. Heard about this pristine place that you could get to with a little grace, but it always seems so hard to chase. It's been easier to be disgraced. Warning track scream loud and clear before I hit the wall. What I thought was a parachute turned out to be a parasol. And now you're privy to the epitaph I'm writing on this bathroom stall. I was looking for a gentle flow and ran into a man. found a root beneath the stem. I pair it with the best of them. My hat can pull all but you. The fix is more than just a shim. The warning track scream loud and clear before I hit the wall. What I thought was a parachute turned out to be a parasol. And I'm privy to the epitaph. I'm writing on this bathroom stall. I'm looking for the gentleman. Ran into a man free from.
Thank you. Thank you. Let me tell you what happens to me in my life. I feel like I'm doing things with my songwriting that I'm pleased with and I'm happy with where I'm at. And then Bob Dylan puts out a new album and reminds me I have no idea what I'm doing at all. And that's kind of where this next song came from. It's a breakup song. I've been with my wife for 17 years, so I know nothing about breaking up anymore. But this is a breakup song. And written specifically because I was listening to the newest Dylan album and thinking, I wish I could do that. But anyway.
Welcome never overstays, and with a kiss we parted ways. Your eyes were labyrinthine at best. Your soul the minotaur that haunts my rest. The thickening of every thought. Once you twirl and miss the ball, this satisfaction starts to pall. The welcome never overstays. With a kiss we part in ways. Your eyes are raucous English play. Your soul the scene of my dismay. I've got a heart. Self is peeking through. Your mesmerism bears its claws. The sky is just like a pregnant pause. Your resolution somewhat crass. Your attitude devoid of class. The welcome never overstays. With a kiss we parted ways. Your eyes like dancers throwing knives. The place where my hope cries. The tightrope's height's just not the thing. It's all the thickness of the string. Paralysis, the great escape. Wonders what gives air its shape. Generations long have known that you don't reap what you haven't sown.
Next song. Let me give you a little little preface before back in, speaking of Bob Dylan, it goes back there again, but back in 2005, Mike Wallace did a 60 Minutes interview with Bob Dylan, and they were talking about the song It's All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding. I don't know, maybe you know the song, maybe not, but it's got this very complicated, complex rhyme scheme, and Mike Wallace says to him, can anybody ever write a song that good? And my response was, challenge accepted! So that's how this happened. I failed, but I'm pretty happy with what happened. The cool thing is, though, Steve over here is creating one of the most awesome web comic story things that's going on right now, and the evil empire behind it all is using this song in their ads, so I'm pretty excited about that. So here we go. It's called The End Will Have Its Way.
Right.
Because it will.
Past the blaze for sinful slaves, from darkened caves to enlightened ways of being. Raucous sounds from weeping clowns and used white gowns resound throughout the fleeing. Quiet steps from narcoleptics who once have slept have slowly crept to waking. And episodes along the road that's snaking. When all is said and all is done, when the starting is, the end's begun. No matter what we do or say, where we go, where we stay, today, tomorrow, yesterday, the end will have its way. Shops we're swaying. The peaceful seems to evil schemes, to in-betweens, the projection screens displaying. Rocket ships we all can slip, with just one quip from cruising strips not growing. Stagnation looms when there's no broom to clear the room of the gloom that's slowing. When all is said and all is done, when the starting is, the end's begun. No matter what we do or say, where we go, where we stay, today, tomorrow, yesterday, and we'll have its way. Doubts to ponder, time to squander, thoughts are fonder of the yonder gazing. The desire to build the fires raising. Planting seeds but growing weeds meets no needs and does not feed the wanting. Wants corrupt the breaks abrupt when trading cups to sharpen up the blunting. And all is said and all is done. Like mossy logs are rotting. The search for source comes out in force to cure remorse along this course we're plotting. Caricatures and empty cures usually ensure like flashing doors are snagging. But those I know who go toe-to-toe with that inner glow are quick to slow the bragging. All is said and all is done. When the starting ends, the end's begun. No matter what we do or say, where we go or where we stay, today, tomorrow, yesterday, the end will have its way.
Thanks a lot. those were the songs that were chosen by my students, and I don't know what my time's like, but I'm gonna do at least one more. The next song I wanna do was pretty, I've been waffling all week long back and forth on whether or not to do it, and so I decided I'm going to. It's pretty personal, it's a little more intense thematically than what's been going on so far, and I apologize for that, but I really feel the need to share it. I don't know if you guys have heard anything in the news around here about what happened at Southern Boone High School, but the student who committed suicide was one of my students back when he was a seventh grader, and I had written this song a couple months ago about someone else, but I'm never ceased to be amazed that, you know, I deal with these kids constantly that are hurting, and, you know, this is all about me feeling helpless even though I'm trying, and, you know, that's kind of what is going on.
Circumstances leave you dry, and you're just a husk of what was once inside. And you look at me like we're parallel lines, never really intersecting at all. When reputation steals your thoughts, and you fight to not have your brokenness caught. And you look at me with your throat in a knot, like we've never really spoken at all. We've all been there, and the chains are only broken by one man. You set me free from there, we can set you free from there. The love and sacrifice are in the plan. Lights you shine begins to die, and you're a dimming social firefly. And you look at me like we're parallel lines, never really intersecting at all. When masquerading gets too hard, and your time is spent with all your battle scars, and you look at me like a falling star, never really trusting me at all. We've all been there. The chains are only broken by one man. Set me free from there. He set you free from there. The love and sacrifice are in. Sometimes we you free from there. To love and sacrifice are in the plan. Remember I was there. We've all been there. The chains are only broken by one man.
That was a little jealous. Do I have time for one more, James?
Yeah.
Oh, keeper of the time. All right, this was a close runner-up to the ones that my students chose. This was the next favorite, and I wanted to play it because one of my students implored me greatly. He said, I'm tired of hearing songs that are love songs and whatnot, and this song I wrote full of obtuse references and hidden veiled metaphors about my frustration with the previous election and my desire to choose a third option that didn't exist. So that's what this song is about. This is called Regret.
I met a red-haired woman named Regret. She played me in line with a bayonet, mocking the roots and to the group of the dead with a fishing spear. Center of the court, I'm a holding sway, keeping migratory birds away. Rhetoric scream via megaphone, slathered with honey and miles from home. Remember me behind your shield, digging through plows for a sword to wield. Raise me up, bruised and broke, a laughing stock, but still your throat. I was once in a row with the thought police. Those scars make a great conversation piece. You can shed the skin of a visit broke by treating you as food to heal your throat. Mixing Molotovs in the laundromat, the way is this party ever going flat? Enter in the room with a primal scream, swearing to the world you're just blowing off steam. Remember me behind your shield, digging through clouds for a sword to wield. Raise me up, bruised and broke, laughing stock, but still your guilt. Shards are scattered like nonpareils, and the cacophony of pungent smells. Now you're relegated to the fires if you can make your way through the brambles and browns. I once saw Gunn just as quick as could be, betrayed by his own methodology. He was cursing his pain, he was blaming fate. Toss it in a twister, watch it fascinate. Remember me behind your shield, digging through clouds for a sword to wield. Raise me up, bruised and broke, the laughing stock, but still your throat. While peasants seek out cunning lords, the thieves gather bands of marauding hordes. Mortals trade peace for marksmanship, now we're ready for the dark when the switch is flipped. It isn't gonna matter whom we anoint, he's bound to dance around the point. We can all settle in behind the palisades, but on the battlefield, oh, that comfort fades. Remember me behind your shield, digging through plows for a sword to wield. Raise me up, bruised and broke, a laughing stock, but still your joke.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Thank you for having me.
Are you ready for the interrogation?
Absolutely. I think after my most recent political statement, I'm ready for some waterboarding.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Why do you perform the music that you do?
Because that's the music I write. And I'm not good enough to play anybody else's very well.
Can you elucidate?
Probably not. No, I got at the whole music writing thing as a lyricist first, and have always been obsessed with rhyme and with the way the words are put together. It is my contention that Bob Dylan, Robert Frost, and Dr. Seuss are the greatest poets in American history. And they both are obsessed, they are all three obsessed with rhyming, and so it has become kind of my thing.
One of my questions is going to be, who is your favorite musician? But I think it could be Bob Dylan, right?
Well, lyrically, yes. There's just no comparison. Musically, it has to go to a guy by the name of Mike Doty, who used to be the lead singer for a band in the 90s called Soul Coughing, and they kind of had three albums, and they didn't go anywhere, but he creates melody lines that I only dream of.
Huh, interesting. Both you and Travis came up with people I have never heard of before. So.
That's what we're here for, broadening your horizons.
That is very, very true. What would be some of your pet peeve with musicians?
That they have record deals and I don't? No, my pet peeve with all of music is that people can look pretty and know how to sing, and that can get them a record deal without any shred of actual ability to write. That's my pet peeve.
Like Taylor Swift?
No, she writes her own songs. They're not good, but she writes her own songs.
Oh, okay.
She actually won the respectable ones.
What was that whole controversy about that? What's his name? When she won the award?
I have no idea. You already have spoken more pop culture than I know.
Well, I don't know about that. Does the audience have a question for Craig? Like his haircut, maybe? His shoes he's wearing or something?
Boxers or briefs?
What's that?
Usually.
Did you inhale?
My shoes actually are the shoes that I ran my first marathon in.
Really?
Yeah. There.
I would assume you're not a smoker.
No.
Okay. Just want to get that clear. Okay.
Yeah, no, that would have been bad. I barely made it being as healthy as I sort of am. I wouldn't want to have made it any worse.
What is your first instrument? Would it be the acoustic guitar right there?
I learned how to play bass first, because when I went to college I wanted to be in a band because I wrote lyrics, and the people I knew who wanted to start a band needed a bass player. And I said, okay, why not? You know.
And did you prefer being a solo artist, or did you prefer playing with others?
My rule of thumb is to always be the weakest link. Because if you surround yourself with good musicians, then the only one who can screw things up is you. So I guess with other people, because as long as I'm up here by myself, then I'm in trouble.
If you could write a song about Sedalia, now granted you're not from Sedalia, but if you could write a song about Sedalia, what would the title of it be?
Actually, I am from Sedalia.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Well, I don't do my research, so it's my bad.
That's all right.
No, I thought you were always from Columbia. I'll blame it on Steve. Yeah,
it's Steve's fault.
Oh, you're from Columbia. Yeah.
No, I told you he was from Stuttgart.
Okay. Well, okay. I'll take the blame. Okay.
He's a gypsy. I would call it. We're more than the fair. And in parentheses, no, we're not.
That about sums it up. Yeah. Paul McCartney or Lennon?
Neither. Bob Dylan.
I can see where this is going. The Beatles or the Stones?
Like, once again, neither. Bob Dylan. I will put what he did in the 60s up against anything that they did, and he will win.
Motley Crue, Megadeth.
Well, you've got to go Megadeth because they're more thrash than Motley Crue.
Large Whelk or Barry Manilow?
That's really random. They aren't even really related.
They both suck, dude.
Yeah, but I mean, you gotta. If I had to make a Cat Stevens, that way.
So what was the answer on that one?
Cat Stevens.
Pat Stevens?
No, Cat Stevens.
Oh, Cat Stevens. Oh, right. Yeah, he got some good songs.
Sure.
A couple.
Right.
But yeah, but a couple.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Craig Phillips. Thank you, Craig. Well done. Thank you very much. We'll take a 5-minute intermission and let people stand up, walk around.